जया गोपीजनबल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी जया गिरिवरधारी। जया यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन। जया यशोदानन्दन जया ब्रजजनरञ्जन। जया यमुनतीरावनचारी जया यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधमाधव जय कुञ्जबिहारी। जय राधमाधव जय कुञ्जबिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते। कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Verse Number 5. Martya avataratu yah martya shikshanam रक्ष वधाय एव न केवलं विभोः कुत अन्यतः स्याद् रमतः स्वात्मनः सिताकृतानि व्यसनानि ऐश्वर्यस्य मर्त्यावतारतु यह मर्त्य शिक्षणम् रक्षवधाय एव न केवलं विभोः कुत अन्यथा स्याद् रमतः स्वात्मनः सिताकृतानि व्यसनानि ऐश्वर्यस्य मर्त्यावतारतु यह मर्त्यशिक्षणम् रक्षवधाय एव न केवलं विभोः कुत अन्यथा स्याद् रमतः स्वात्मनः सिताकृतानि व्यसनानि ईश्वरस्य माताजीस
Thank you.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Martyaha, as a human being, avataraha, whose incarnation, tu, however, yaha, in the material world, martya shikshanam, for teaching all the living entities, especially human beings, Rakshavadhaya, to kill the demon Ravana, eva, certainly, na, not, kevalam, only, vibhaho, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kutaha, from where, anyatha, otherwise, syat, there would be, Ramataha, of one enjoying sway in himself, Atmanaha, the spiritual identity of the universe, Sitaha, of the wife of Lord Ramachandra, Krutani, appearing due to the separation, Vesanani, all the miseries, Ishwarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal being that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulation by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Purport. When the Lord appears in this universe in the form of a human being, he has to propose, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya cha duskruta, to destroy the demons and protect the devotees. To protect the devotees, the Lord not only satisfies them by his personal presence, but also teaches them so that they will not fall down from devotional service. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra taught the devotees that it is better not to enter married life, which is certainly followed by many tribulations, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.45. Yath maithunadi gruhamedi sukham hi tuccham, kanduya yanena karayo eva dukkha dukkham, trupyanti naha krupanaha bahu dukkha bhajam, kandu tiva manasijam visahite dhira. Krupana, those who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge and who are therefore just the opposite of Brahmana, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. Thus they enjoy sex again and again, although that sex is followed by many tribulations. This is a warning to devotees, to teach this lesson to devotees and human society, and to human society in general. Lord Sri Ramachandra, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself underwent a series of tribulations because he accepted a wife, Mother Sita. Lord Ramachandra underwent these austerities, of course, only to instruct us. Actually, he never has any reason to lament for anything. Another aspect of Lord's instruction is that one who accepts a wife must be a faithful husband and give her full protection. Human society is divided into two classes of men: those who strictly follow the religious principles and those who are devotees. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra wanted to instruct both of them how to fully adopt the discipline of the religious system and how to be a beloved and dutiful husband. Otherwise, he had no reason to undergo apparent tribulations. One who strictly follows religious principles must not neglect to provide all facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There may be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramachandra could have produced hundreds and thousands of Sitas from his pleasure energy. But just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravana, but also killed Ravana and all the members of his family. Another aspect of the teaching of Lord Ramachandra is that although Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotee may apparently suffer from material tribulations, they have nothing to do with such tribulations. They are mukta purushas, liberated persons, under all circumstances. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Yatadekha Vaishnavera Bevahara Dukha Nishya Janiyataha Paramananda Sukha. A Vaishnava is always firmly situated in transcendental bliss because of engagement in devotional service. Although he may appear to suffer material pains, his position is called transcendental bliss in separation, viraha. The emotions a lover and beloved feel when separated from one another are actually very blissful, although apparently painful. Therefore, the separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita Devi, as well as the consequent tribulations they suffer, is but another display of transcendental bliss. That is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, Srila Prabhupada gives the purport very intelligently that why Lord Ram or any incarnation of God comes to this world to teach the especially human society. The Lord comes in this world for three purposes. First is instruction, second is glorification, third is purification. Instruction to the general society, general mass, to teach them. Just as a child must be trained, taught by the parents, by the teachers. Similarly, the general mass must be trained or taught by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his behavior. There is no other reason but instruction to the general mass. Second is glorification to his pure devotees so that people can appreciate their character. And third reason is purification. By appreciating the character of God and personality with the godly character, devotees, one gets purification in the heart so that he can be eligible for elevation to the spiritual world. So these are the three reasons Lord comes: instruction, glorification, and purification. Therefore, Lord's birth in this world is considered as incarnation, avatar. अवतरण होता है जिसका ऊपर से नीचे अवतरण होता है तो एयरप्लेन का अवतार अवतरण होता है हेलीकॉप्टर का अवतरण होता है ओके नहीं कोई सीढ़ी के ऊपर है और नीचे आता है सीढ़ी के द्वारा तो उसका अवतरण होता है इस प्रकार हम कह रहे हैं तो भगवान का अवतार होता है लेकिन जीवात्मा का अवतार नहीं होता है भगवान ऊपर से नीचे अपनी इच्छा से आते हैं बट हम लोग क्या है, ऊपर से नीचे गिर गए, तो दिस इज एक्सीडेंट, नॉट अवतार. तो जीवात्मा जनरली, जीवात्मा का अवतार नहीं होता है, एक्सीडेंट हमारा हो गया है, इसलिए हम यहां पर आ गए. इट्स लाइक दैट. देयरफॉर बट बाय एक्सीडेंट यू केम इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट बाय हियरिंग द लॉर्ड्स इंसिडेंट वी कैन रिपेयर आवर एक्सीडेंटल मोटिवेशन, वी कैन प्यूरिफाई आवर एक्सीडेंटल कॉन्शियसनेस एंड यू कैन अटेन ट्रांसडेंटल प्लेटफॉर्म. देयरफॉर लॉर्ड्स वास्ट टाइम इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. एंड वी वर्क इन दिस वर्ल्ड बाय द फोर्स ऑफ कार्मिक प्रेशर, बट लॉर्ड वर्क्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड बाय हिज प्लेजर पोटेंशियल, फॉर हिज प्लेजर. ही वर्क्स फॉर प्लेजर एंड वी वर्क फॉर आउट ऑफ प्रेशर. देयरफॉर गॉड्स मूविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म एंड डिफरेंट स्टेट, डिफरेंट सिचुएशन, एंड ही एग्जिबिट डिफरेंट इमोशंस, नॉट आउट ऑफ प्रेशर बट आउट ऑफ प्लेजर, so that we can be attracted and learn something and try to transform our consciousness. So I will speak something, from Ramayana. So generally I am reading Ramayana now, therefore I thought that I will start with the introduction of Ramayana. The Ramayana starts with the question. Maharshi Valmiki asked the question to Narad Muni. The Narad Muni is a devotee, a personality with the all tapasya, embodiment of all tapasya. When Narad Muni once met Valmiki ji, the Valmiki ji asked the question, "Hey Guru Maharaj, I want to know that is there any personality who has all good qualities in his life? He is viryavan, powerful, he is dharmagya, knows everything about dharma, kritagya, very grateful, satyavadi, very honest, drudhavrata, very determined to follow his vows, charitravan, with full pure character, dayavan, with kindness, vidwan, with all knowledge, samartha, with all skill, dharyavan, with patience, and who is defeated krodha, anger, and who is very effulgent, and who is free from envy, and who becomes, when he becomes angry, the demigods frightened because of that anger." The Valmiki ji asked such questions, such type questions with such qualities. Is there any personality who is living in this world now? Narad Muni said that the qualities you mentioned is very, very difficult to find in a mortal being. It's very durlabh is sansarve. He says like that. But there is a personality who has all these qualities, who has taken birth in Ikhwaku dynasty, and his name is Ram, Sri Ram. So he is the Manav in this whole creation with all human qualities. And because of qualities, big, big saints follows his footsteps. And Lord Ram is so qualified that he respect Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Shudra equally. And his vision is pure. And he has no differentiation mentality for any varga, any form of this world. Therefore, he is known as Priya Darshana. He sees everyone as Priya, and one who sees Lord Ram, he feels that this personality is very Priya to me. Therefore, He is known as Priyadarshan. Narada Muni says, Lord Ram, in dharya, in patience, he is like Himalaya. In parakram, in power, he is like Vishnu. In beauty, he is like Chandra. In krodha, he is like Kalagni. In kshama, he is like earth. In charity, he is like Kuvera. And in following the path of truthfulness, satya parayana, he is like Dharmaraj. So in this way, Lord, in this way, Narada Muni explains the qualities of Lord Ram. And especially he says these qualities are very durlav, very rare to attain in this world. So there is two types of sampatti, sampad, daiva sampad, or uske saath saath general material sampad. But these divine qualities are very rare to attain. And His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj says that these qualities are the foundation of our life. He gives a simple example that just as there is house, the foundation is not seen, but this house is filled with the best of furnitures of this world, very nice floor, and the roof is also very nicely designed. Everything is very attractive, clean, and this place is very comfortable. But if the foundation is not good, strong, a little rain, flood or cyclone can destroy that whole house with all facilities, attractiveness. Therefore, this foundation is very, very important. Similarly, in human life, these qualities are the foundation of one's life. You may decorate our body nicely. You may decorate our body with different type of ornaments, with nice branded dress, and with attractive hairstyle, okay, and with all facilities and comforts we may have in our life. That is the modern world. But if the foundation is weak, if these divine qualities are not there, when there is little agitation, little rain in our life, little cyclone in our life, little flood in our life, that means little difficulties, little misunderstandings, then there is destruction of our relationship, destruction of our peace, destruction of our happiness, destruction of our spiritual practice also. Therefore, the foundation must be very strong. Otherwise, all the facilities may be there, but you can't enjoy the facilities. The foundation is not seen, but it is the holder of all comforts and facilities. Similarly, these qualities are very, very important in our life. Therefore, live by dharma, not just by dhana. Live by character, not just by car. It's like that. Without sanskar, jivan hai vekar. Without sanskar, jivan hoga hahakar. Without sanskar, life is full of ahankar. And the sanskar is the cause of happiness in our life. It's like that. But nowadays people are attracted towards money, that is material sampatti, not for the daivi sampatti. Therefore Lord comes in this world. But in reality, the spiritual world or spiritual consciousness or the happiness, you can say, move around these qualities. ऐसे एक लड़का बोल रहा था कि बचपन में मुझे पता नहीं चला कि दुनिया सूर्य के पीछे घूम रहा है करके, सूर्य के आगे पीछे घूम रहा है करके बचपन में मुझे समझ में नहीं आ रहा था, लेकिन बड़ा होने के बाद मुझे पता चला कि दुनिया सूर्य के पीछे भाग रहा है या नहीं भाग रहा है अलग बात है, लेकिन दुनिया पैसा के पीछे भाग रहा है, ये मुझे पता चल गया। तो नाउ डेज थिंग्स आर गोइंग ऑन दैट एवरी वन इज आफ्टर कम्फर्ट्स, फैसिलिटी, मनी, पावर एंड पोजिशन, बट नो वन इज आफ्टर दिस डिवाइन क्वालिटीज। देयरफॉर रामायण स्टार्ट्स विद दिस क्वेश्चंस, बिकॉज लॉर्ड राम इज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ मानव, ह्यूमन इनकार्नेशन, एंड रामायण स्टार्ट्स विद सच क्वेश्चंस विद ऑल डिवाइन क्वालिटीज। इट इज वेरी इजी टू बिकम ए पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी, IAS ऑफिसर, IPS ऑफिसर, ए किंग, एनीथिंग यू कैन बिकम इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड टू बिकम ए ह्यूमन बींग, मनुष्य बनना वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट। मैं जनरली बच्चे लोगों को ऐसा प्रश्न पूछता हूँ कि आप लोगों में से कितना यहाँ पर मनुष्य है, हाथ उठाई, तो कोई भी हाथ नहीं उठाता है। तो दिस इज द एग्जैक्टली आवर कंडीशन, वी हैव ह्यूमन फॉर्म बट इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू प्रैक्टिस द ह्यूमन बींग्स। तो कभी कभी ऐसे विचार मन में आता है दैट रावण एग्जैक्टली आस्क बेनिडिक्शन फ्रॉम लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा टू बी प्रोटेक्टेड फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग, बट ही फेल टू आस्क ह्यूमन बींग्स। ऐसा सोचकर कि दुर्बल है इसलिए मार नहीं सकते, बट इन अदर सेंस वी ऑल्सो थिंक रावण नोस दैट टू बिकम डेमिगॉड इट्स इजी बट टू बिकम ए ह्यूमन बींग इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट। Therefore, the personality with all human quality can kill me. But it is very difficult to find such personality in this world. And I am Ravan, I can create such environment that who tries to attain such qualities, they will fail. Because I will create such environment so that they will be attracted for sense enjoyment and fail to practice these human qualities. तो मानव ही संसार में नहीं होगा तो मुझे कौन मार सकता है? Therefore, this can be one of the idea that to find a human being in this world very rare. Therefore, Lord comes in this world as a human being and to teach the society. It's like that. Then Narad Muni explains about the Ram Rajya in very briefly. Total Ramayana he speaks. Before that he says, what is Ram Rajya? In Ram Rajya, there is no manasik yantrana. There is no psychological problem. There is no physical issues. And there is no child death before his father. There is no widow woman. There is all these women are very chaste. And there is no terrorist attack. किसके घर पे आग नहीं लगता था, इस प्रकार बताया गया है। There is all personalities are free from disease, and at the same times they are very very prosperous and filled with all material wealth and comforts. That is exactly Ram Rajya. And it is said that if one hears this Ramayana, he will be free from all papa. Idam pavitram papagnam punyam vedasya sammitam yaha patet ramacharitam sarva papahi pramochyate. That is the essence of all Veda, and who hears this Ramayana will be free from all papa and sinful reactions. So it is said if Ramayana was studied by a Brahmana, he will attain liberation. When was studied by a Kshatriya, he will get victory in his war. When studied by a Vaishya, he will increase his prosperity. When it is studied by a Sudra, he will attain knowledge. So here it is mentioned. Therefore, I noted this sloka. Sudras are also allowed to study Ramayana. That is not that in our Vedic Shastra is not allowed to study by sutras. Some shastras, some knowledge cannot be accessed by them, but many scriptures are allowed to them to study also for their development of character and knowledge. It's like that. So when you hear and study shastra, what happens? The qualities of a personality goes into our heart. Therefore, in our scripture, thinking or remembering is very mentioned, is very, very important part of our life. So in Gita also Lord says, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. So Anusmara, you remember me and fight. And Madmana Bhava Madbhakto. So always remember me, worship me. So these words are given in our scripture very vividly. Because by thinking, exactly we are getting the qualities of that personality whom you are thinking. So it is the natural system to attain qualities or to attain knowledge in our life. Just as you are also, you are studying some material knowledge, material subject matter, we have to think again and again and again so that it can enter into our heart. And then we can reflect and write in our exam. वो एक बार पढ़ के होता नहीं, तो बार बार पढ़ेंगे तो अंदर जाता है, उसके बाद हम reflect कर पाते. Similarly, when you hear again and again Vedic scriptures, then the qualities of God or godly personalities enter into our heart and we get the strength so that you can practice it. Therefore, it takes time. And nowadays, the information is not spread so often and therefore, it's very difficult for personalities to get such qualities. Therefore, when we are preaching, exactly the preacher gets more benefit than the audience because that personality is reading, remembering continuously and that helps. So it is very, very essential to think and remember, reflect, to attain the qualities of godly personalities and God. It's like that. Then Narada Muni explains that in this way Narada Muni briefly explains the whole Ramayana. After that, Valmiki ji and Bharadvaj Muni, his disciple, worship Narada Muni with great care and attention. Then Narada Muni went to the heavenly planet. And after that this incident, Valmiki ji and Bharadvaj Muni moving around the Tamsa Nadi. And Valmiki Muni says that the water of this river is so clean, just as the heart of a saintly person. Then he moves around the jungle, around the forest near the Tamsa Nadi, and sees the various beautiful objects and beautiful flowers there. At that time, he saw two crows bird, and they were trying to enjoy themselves, and one shikari shot an arrow, and the male bird dies there because of that arrow. By seeing this, Valmiki became very angry, and he says, Manishad pratishtam tam gama swastihi samaha yat krauncha maithunau dekam vadikam mohitam. So he gives the curse that, hey Nishat, you killed this crones bird when they are trying to enjoy themselves. So I curse you that you will not get any peace of mind in your life. So after uttering this verse, Valmiki ji thought that how can I give curse to a innocent person? How can I become so angry that I can curse a person? He is lamenting like that. At the same time, he is also focusing this verse. And he thought this is not a prose. This is a poetic utterance. And it has generally the potency or the poetic way to describe and to read. So how this has come to my mind? In this way, he is thinking. So at that time, Lord Brahma comes to that place. And he says, don't worry, because of my prerana, my inspiration, you have done such things. And the verse you recited, this verse will be the seed for whole Ramayana. And I request you that you write Ramayana for the benefit of this whole world. And by your character and austerity, you will get the ideas of whole Ramayana and you can write it. At that time he says, Yavat stasyati girayaha saritasaha mahitale tavat Ramayana katha lokesu pracharishyati. As long as there will be mountains and rivers in this world, this Ramayana katha will be spread all over the world. It's like that. So after this, Lord Brahma was worshipped by Valmiki ji very opulently. Then Brahma went to his abode. So here we see that this crone's bird, it is said that this crone's bird has a specific qualities. They are searching for their partner. Once they get the partner, they never separate from them, each other. And if that bird is killed, if one bird is killed, that partner stays alone without any other partner. So this is their nishtha or their love. And Ramayana also based on this point. And Lord Ram exhibits this point that how he is ek patni vrata. And he is teaching that one should be ek patni vrata in human form of life. And Prabhupada mentions that how it is family life is followed with many tribulations and is experienced by everyone. But at the same time, Prabhupada ji purport mein bata rahe hain ki the duty of a husband, the duty of a faithful husband is to protect the wife. The protection of womanhood is the duty of manhood. Therefore, women are very, very important in Vedic society. That is like, you can say, they are like gold. Stri Ratna. Generally, in Shastra, the word is mentioned. Stri Ratna. Not Purusa Ratna. It is said Stri Ratna. Means they are like gold and diamond. And gold and diamonds need protection. Not the iron. Iron is not protected. So men are like iron and women are like gold. Iron is there with iron body to protect the golden body, golden qualities. Therefore, gold is appreciated. Gold is protected. Gold is attracted. Gold is valuable than iron. It's like that. Therefore, those who are protected, they are valuable. And those who protect them, they are appreciated. They are like security guard. Just as the ministers are there. And they are protected by the security. And this is not the greatness of security. That is greatness of the minister. Similarly, this Prabhupada says, especially mentions, very vividly explains, that a faithful husband should protect his wife. Because of their value, because of their contribution to the society. It's like that. Then, Narad, after this incident, Valmiki ji meditate upon instruction of Narad Muni and Brahma ji. And in his meditation, he sees the whole Ramayana just as a person sees a amla fruit on his palm. It's like that in Ramayana it is mentioned. That means he very clearly sees the whole Ramayana, whole incidents, whole philosophical explanations, whole dialogue, everything, just as we see the movie. It's like that. You can say like that. And by this meditation, he gets the revelation of Ramayana. Then he starts writing Ramayana. So in Ramayana, there is 500 chapter, 24,000 verses, and there is seven kand. First is Bal kand, second is Ayodhya kand, third is Aranya kand, fourth is Kiskindya kand, fifth is Sundara kand, sixth is Yudha kand or Lanka kand, and seventh is Uttarakhand. There is 500 shloka. तो जनरल मैं पूछता हूं अपने बच्चे लोग को कि कितने लोग आप में से रामायण पढ़ा है, तो कोई नहीं हाथ उठाता है. तो 500 चैप्टर इज देयर. इफ वन रीड ईच चैप्टर वन डे वन चैप्टर, देन इट विल टेक 500 डेज ओनली, है कि नहीं? 60 इयर्स हम जीते हैं. 500 डेज, इफ वन डे वन चैप्टर एंड व्हाट to read one chapter, it will take 15 minutes only. Some verses, there are 40 verses, 50 verses, 70 verses. If you read only verses, no need to read purports. Ab Gita press ka usme purport hai hi nahi. The verses, only verses are there. But we should read verses. Then it will take 15 minutes. Daily 15 minutes, then 500 days. Daily aadha ghanta, then 250 days. Ek saal ke bhitar bhi khatam ho sakta hai. But it is our misfortune nowadays. The 99% of Hindus do not read Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, and Gita. And still they are saying, Garva se ko hum Hindu. That is the problem. So, isiliye we have to read Ramayana and Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, and Gita. Everything. So that is essential. We read many books. Okay. In devotional circle also we found many books and literatures from other authors to read and to speak. But we fail to read our scripture. That is our misfortune. Therefore, by reading these books, exactly you can spread and we get the knowledge and qualities of Lord. So here we see Valmiki ji can see all these things and know all Ramayana because of his austerity and because of his character. So it is said that science is research, but spirituality is revelation. And revelation took place when there is two things, austerity and character. If you have austerity but no character, no revelation. If you only character but still no austerity or faith, devotion, then there cannot be any revelation. So in this way, Valmiki ji wrote Ramayana. And after finishing Ramayana, he is thinking, who can spread this message throughout the world? At that time, Laukus comes to him and touches his feet. And he opened his eyes and saw Laukus. After seeing that, he could understand. These two personalities, two boys are very special. They have good character and they have good behavior. They have studied Vedas nicely and they have good voice also. And they are very nicely expert in music also. Therefore, they can teach or they can spread, sing this Ramayana in the world and preach this. Then he exactly teach Ramayana to Laukus. So one day many saintly personalities came to the ashram of Valmiki, and with the permission of saintly personalities, Laukus sang this Ramayana before them. And all the saints hearing this, and Ramayana explains that by hearing the Ramayana from Laukus, they are exactly seeing the Ramayana before their eyes. And it is very easy to them to understand everything in Ramayana by the recitation of Laukus. After that, they blessed and they said Laukus should go to Ayodhya and preach. And by the blessing of the saint and Valmiki, Laucus started preaching. And the saintly personalities gave some gift to Laucus. इस प्रकार रामायण बताया कोई लौकुश को एक धागा दिया है उनका चोटी बांधने के लिए, तो ये भी एक गिफ्ट बनता है. ओके ना, सम गेव खड़ाओ, सम गेव कौपिन, सम गेव सफरन ड्रेस, सम सेक्रेट थ्रेड. इन दिस वे मेनी गिफ्ट वेर गिवेन. आफ्टर दैट दे वेंट टू रामायण एंड प्रीच इन डिफरेंट स्ट्रीट ऑफ रामायण. वन डे लॉर्ड राम सॉ and he infatuated by the recitation of Ramayana, invited Laucus to his palace, and before his all brother ministers and other relatives, he said to Laucus to recite Ramayana. And that this Ramayana is exactly written by Valmiki, which is exactly heard by Lord Ram himself. Therefore Ramayana is written, it is mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayan, when Lord Ram, after Vanavas, came to Ayodhya, after coronation, some days he ruled, then Ramayan is exactly, writing of Ramayan has started by Valmiki Muni. After some year, it is completed, he trained Laucus, and the Ramayan was spread in Ayodhya, and Lord Ram is hearing. It's like that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय.